Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted.
Welcome, KKXX listeners, to Christ Today. Our special guest today is none other than Wes Bristow. Good morning, Mr. Bristow.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. And audience, I hope you're doing great, too. Well, today we're going to be going to the movies. The director of a movie called Chloe's Mountain, and he's going to be sharing a little bit with us in the few moments or the minutes that we have on today. But we're going to start out with who he is first. So tell us a little bit about who you are, Mr.
Well, I'm the owner of Star Studios here in town in Chico. I'm also on the board of Inspired Productions with Ernest Spears and Steve Herrick. And we have recently gotten into television and making movies. So we're currently filming a movie called Chloe's Mountain. And you can see that on chloesmountain.com.
You were saying something about TV. So you and I have talked in the past before we came on today about TV. So you've got some TV shows going too, I hear.
We have a couple of television shows, or actually three of them, that go into the outer parts of the world through satellite. And we film those here in Chico.
And what might those shows be?
They're shows that that are evangelistic in nature. They go out and speak to people in different languages, and so we're kind of proud of being able to be a part of that.
Give us a little bit about, besides business background, about your background growing up and how you came to the Lord, and you know, you were a pastor for a while, and what led you to the movies?
Yeah, I was a pastor of Magalie Community Church for over 10 years, and a youth pastor in my younger days, and associate pastor. I've been in the ministry a long time, and just love the Lord. You know, I came to the Lord when I was about 33, and so I didn't know anything. And I actually went to Bible college and got a degree, and not to become a pastor necessarily, but just to know the Lord better. And that's where I started.
So what led you into starting with movies or wanting to do movies and where you're at right now?
What it was is it was kind of a, you know, we always say it, the God thing. You know, we didn't start out to make movies. God kind of put me into positions during my ministries where I was working with large production companies and sound companies. And I worked for a place called Group 20 Productions out of Yuba City. That kind of gave me a lot of education in sound and video. And so when it came time to kind of retire from the pulpit and do other ministries, God led me into doing sound at Star Studios, which led me into doing sound for a movie in Los Angeles. And now we're doing movies and television ourselves.
What movie did you do sound for, and how did that turn out?
It was called Crackpot. It is Chloe's Mountain today, And one of the things that happened is they stopped production on it, and because of different reasons. And I became friends of the writer, which is Marla Antonero. And one day I was just kind of joking around with her and said that when she gets tired of messing around with her movie down there, give it to me and I'll film it. And next thing I knew, I was filming it. So anyway, that's how that happened.
Mm-hmm. And you took over the movie, and now you've been working on it for how long?
We've been working on it 2 years. There's a lot of pre-production work. We had to, you know, formulate a plan to film this movie. And now we're in filming. We've had 8 days of filming so far, and we probably got another, I would say, 20 days left to film. And then we go into post-production and color correction. Then we find a distributor, and there you have it.
So 20 more days to film, is that going to be 20 days right away, or is that just 20 more days altogether, or exactly
how
you
That's probably 20
it?
Days altogether.
Okay.
We were only filming 6 days every month. That's all my heart can handle.
So it must be a lot into filming.
There's so much most people don't realize it. You can kind of get a perspective if you look at the end credits of a movie and you see all the hundreds of names involved in every aspect of that movie. Well, there's 5 or 6 of us doing all those parts. So everybody's got 20 hats. So it's very, very time consuming, very hard to do a film of good caliber on a micro budget.
Why did you decide to do movies? What was it that really got your interest in? I mean, I know you did sound and stuff, but why did you decide to do Christian movies?
What led me into it is my wife got a major part in this film, and she was traveling to Los Angeles to film, and I was going with her. So she's kind of the driving force, because she always wanted to be into films and never was able to. And so what I said, that when I retire from the pulpit, I'm going to put some time into you and your career, what you things that you want to do in the ministry. And movies was what she wanted to do.
And so you guys now are doing it as a team, right?
Now we're a team.
And didn't you tell me she was one of the stars in the movie?
Yeah, she plays Grandma. And it's a feature part, and she is... Well, I guess we can get into that a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's talk about the movie itself and the theme. It's about a young girl that is she's kind of a rock musician, goth-looking gal that kind of has checked out of society and kind of gone into this this dark world, and she's got a rock band. And the reason she's kind of checked out is her parents got killed in a car wreck. And she just kind of lost interest in life and just kind of buried herself in her movie. But she's underage. So she goes to live with Grandma, which is my wife, Donna. And Grandma's got a design for her life based on God, but Chloe doesn't know it. And so Grandma's whole life is to turn Chloe's life around. And she's got a plan.
Quite an interesting plan, right?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Grandma actually ends up dying in the movie. Mm. And in her will, she has left everything to Chloe. The problem is she's got to wait till she's 35 to receive it. Or she can get it in, she can inherit everything immediately, but she's got to go to 4 years of Bible college at CCU, California Christian University, or you want to call it Chico Christian University. And
Chico Christian.
Yeah. Anyway, so reluctantly, she goes to Bible college thinking she's probably going to be able to breeze this and get her inheritance. And but she meets people. One person in particular, a girl that is the daughter of the bookstore owner at the college. And she turns her life around. And that's played by a gal named Shalena. And she's an actress from Los Angeles. And we have also a gal named Kinsey. That's Chloe. She's from Los Angeles. And she's Kirk Cameron's cousin.
Kirk Cameron, if some of you don't remember who he is, he played in Growing Pains, right? One of the kid stars in Growing Pains.
Yeah, one of the kids, yeah.
Turned out to be a Christian, and he's been on one of the evangelistic programs that is out there today and winning people to the Lord. And he's done a few movies, and there's been some good movies that he's put out.
Yeah, recently he did Saving Christmas, and he was in Fireproof. That's probably one of his biggest movies, Fireproof. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other ones that he did, too.
Left Behind, the first one. Mm-hmm. He played the leading role in Left Behind.
So, continue on.
So, anyway, Chloe meets one of the students there and begins to change her life. And she gets into a Christian band. And they come to a crossroads where she's got to choose the Christian band or her old band, and for a contest that they were going to do. And they happen to be on the same night.
What a choice she has to make.
I don't want to give away all the movie, but...
You don't have to.
There's some interesting mountains that she has to overcome, and that's why we called it Chloe's Mountain.
Just like some of us today, we have mountains to overcome, too. It seems like that movie has a lot to relate to us. Can you expand on that?
Mountains can be anything from physical mountains where things are blocking you from doing what your purpose is, to spiritual mountains. Hers are more spiritual mountains than physical. Because she loses so many people in the movie. You know, she loses all of her family and her friends, and different things happen to her during the movie that is very tough to get over. And at one point, she's not real happy with God.
Like we all get sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't see the whole picture, and he does.
We haven't been through the whole movie yet, but he has. He's already aware of what the movie's going to turn out to be in our lives, so we just allow him to produce it. But we try to get in there and make changes and try to turn things around, and it screws things up. Am I not correct?
Mm-hmm. And if our audience wants to, read more about it and actually participate with us in it, we have everything from prayer teams to you can go to our casting drop-down menu and become either... have a part in it, a major part, or we got a few of those left, and we have a lot of extra parts. There's a couple concerts that we do in the movie where we're going to need, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people.
I think you told me somewhere like around 450 people.
Well, we would like to. There's the auditorium holds 450 people. It'd be nice to get, you know, at least 300 people in there so that it looks full.
How much of that movie was made in Chico?
Almost all of it. We are a Nevada corporation, Inspired Productions is, so we are required by our corporate things to film some of it in Nevada, so we will. But the majority of it's filmed right here in Chico.
Didn't you also tell me that some of it was filmed in L.A.? The L.A. area?
Originally, when it was Cracked Pot. And That comes from the story of the crack pot, you know, the water bearer.
Kind of like our lives.
Yeah.
The crack pot.
Yeah. God can even use a crack pot.
Yes, he can. He's used you, both you and me, and I think there's cracks in both of us.
Yeah, I see. I see yours right there. Okay.
You got some too, bro. Hey, beauty is only in the eyes of the beholder. Folks, you know, Wes has been sharing with us some encouraging stuff. We hope to get back to him in a moment. But taking a time out to let you guys know, you're listening to Christ Today on KKXX 930 AM. And we are blessed to bring to you encouraging, informative programming that lifts up Christ and doesn't bring good news. It doesn't bring necessarily bad news. But what it brings is the great news of Jesus. And we are privileged to have this hour every week to come to you and to share good encouraging stories, testimonies. So I'm glad you're listening, and I'd like you to give me some feedback. And if you're interested in giving me feedback, you can feel free to give me a call at the radio station. The number is 894-7325. When you call me, let me know, or let the station know that you listened and what you think about the program. If you're out there and you're thinking about wanting to help support the station and you'd like to support maybe some programming, feel free to give us a call and talk to us about that. And if maybe you're out there and you'd like to share your testimony or something, feel free to give us a call and let us know about that. Well, therefore, we're going to get back to the show. Welcome to Christ Today. And we have Wes Bristow in the studio with us. Welcome back, Wes.
Let's before we go on, let's pray.
Sure. We can do that.
Because the next portion that I want to talk about really needs to be bathed in prayer.
Let's do that. Let you start. We'll let you pray, and then we can go from there.
All right. Father, we just come before you to ask you to be with us and touch the listener out there, open their hearts, their minds to understand the great evangelical purpose of movies and television today. So many people watch them and they learn from them. And just like they can learn bad things, they can also learn good things. Many, many people come to Christ through stations like this, through movies and television, K-Love, all these places have a purpose in your plan. And we just ask you that your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Wes.
Well, I want to talk about the aspect of participation in Chloe's Mountain, because what people don't realize is how much time, effort, money, et cetera, it takes to put on a good quality featured film. Now, we have been blessed by God with equipment that normally you would be paying thousands of dollars a day to rent or $100,000 to buy, and we have a complete lighting truck that we were able to buy, and also a Red Scarlett camera, which is anywhere from $40,000 for the base model to about $80,000 for one with lenses and filters, the whole things like that. And so we've got that camera. We also have that lighting truck, and when we were on set, we didn't once have to call and rent anything or run to the hardware store. We had everything that we needed, and that's a real blessing, because we're filming in 4K, and that is the latest greatest right now.
What is 4K?
Well, you're average high-definition television is 1080, so it's four times that.
Wow.
Yeah, so how clear this picture is going to be is unbelievable. The camera does so much by itself that you can program right into the camera. This is industry-standard camera in Hollywood. The Hobbit, I believe, was filmed with a Red 4K camera originally. So that's that was kind of groundbreaking. That's probably where they got their funding and everything for being able to push that RED camera and use it for the modern day films. We don't use film anymore.
No, we don't. No film anymore.
Mm-hmm. Which is it saves a lot of money, if you can think about it. When we say cut because of a bad take, it doesn't cost us film. So, just time.
A lot of movies are being made, a lot of good movies, bad movies, Christian movies, non-Christian movies. Wes, in your opinion, what separates the two? Besides the message of Christ, what makes a Christian movie turn out to be really good? Because it seems like this movie is going to be turn out to be a Christian movie. So what will cause this movie to really shine?
Well, we're not an action movie. You know, we're not having boat chases and helicopter scenes and car chases and all that. So it's not that type of movie. But what makes this film better is it's a relational story that many people are going through in their own way. They may not be rock musicians dressed in goth, but they are definitely going up against some hard mountains. And just like Chloe, she has to learn to move these mountains by faith. And everything that I read in the Bible, faith is everything to God.
Yes, faith is everything to God, faith and grace.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, why don't you give us some testimony of some mountains that you've been through yourself, some mountains that you faced, and how God helped you get over some of your mountains?
Well, I started in ministry, like I said, I'm 63 now, back when I was 33, so I've been there, and I've hit mountains every point of the way. It seemed like every time I turned a corner, I was running myself into a mountain. And it was only through faith in God that I was able to get through it. And I just learned over those years not to rely on what I see. You know, that's the problem that we have as Christians, is we so many times walk by sight and not by faith, and we see things going on, and we don't realize that maybe the very next day everything's going to be better. That's how fast it changes. Just like it changes and goes into the waste basket one day, it can come out of the waste basket in one day. That's how God works.
So true. It's amazing what God can do with a life, and it's amazing what the enemy can do with a life, just depending on who we give it to, correct?
Mm-hmm. And I just bless God for all that he does. But in the movie, it's a very faith-based movie. Inspired Productions, we have a prayer team, and we bathe everything in prayer. We also have a Christian advisory board, a CAB committee, that makes sure that our movie is biblically based. You know, we've seen a lot of movies come out that take too much license, and they don't go by the Bible, but we have a ton of Bible verses in the movie.
What are some of those Bible verses that you based the movie on or are involved in the movie?
Well, one of the stories... The reason it was called the cracked pot before, if most people remember the story of the cracked pot,
Why don't you take us a little bit into the cracked pot?
Okay. You'll see the story if you Google it online, where the water bearer is bringing up two pots of water, you know, and they used to hang them by a cane around their neck, and one pot is fine. And the second pot has a crack in it. And so when he'd fill them up, by the time he got back to his home, the one that had a crack in it was half empty. So one day the cracked pot begins to speak to the man, you know, kind of like the donkey spoke to, you know. So, and the cracked pot is really down on himself. you know, why do you put up with me? My water, because of the crack, comes out, and by the time you get up to the hill, you know, I'm half empty, and I don't know why you just don't replace me. And the water bearer says, well, did you notice the flowers on your side of the path coming up the hill? He goes, yeah. He says, I've known about your flaw ever since it happened. But instead of replacing you, I planted flower seeds along that side of the path, and you've been watering them and gracing my table with beautiful flowers.
Wow.
And so the whole idea is that God can use anyone.
Yes, he can. He can use a cracked pot.
He can use a cracked pot. And he does.
Well, yeah, speaking of crackpots, in some ways I'm a crackpot. God's used me numerous times, even in spite of myself or my differences. It's amazing how sometimes when we don't think where we're at, where we should be, or sometimes we don't think that we're good enough, or sometimes we don't see ourselves as the quality that God would use, God, in spite of that, uses us. And it's not about us. It's about him, that we're used for his glory, that he would get the glory out of it. And Wes, as movies are made, that people would give honor to them or respect to them or like them or appreciate them, what are you hoping that people will take away from the movie Chloe's Mountain?
I'm hoping that they'll take away faith, you know, because and to realize that the things that are going on in their life are just temporary. I used to say as a pastor to my congregation, it's all a test.
From the emergency broadcast system. Emergency broadcast system.
It's all a test. God is honing us and pruning us and adjusting us constantly. And some people, have you noticed, they resist that. And it becomes something they don't want to go through. So they kind of stay the same. So I noticed that even in my congregation, I would have people that had been there for 20 or 30 years that were about at the same faith and maturity level as they started out. And then you have other people that grow. I think he wants us to grow. What do you think?
No doubt about it. He wants us to grow up into maturity. There's a difference between growing up into maturity and being flat-out rebellious, and I think a lot of us, the reason why we struggle in life is because we're unwilling to mature. We become a baby, we become a child, and we want to stay a child instead of growing up, and Christ has called us all to grow up into the fullness and maturity of him. Is that not correct, Wes?
Yeah. So I think that that's kind of the backbone of this movie is she's going to have to grow up, and it's going to be a struggle for her, but she becomes willing to take on the challenges of faith in the movie, and that's where you see her growth. And I think that that's also something that people are going to relate to in their own story, because everybody has their own story. I don't care who you are in Christ, you have your own story. And my slant on that is, that is your greatest testimony, because you know, you can go and read a Bible verse to somebody, and you know, they'll slough you off, they'll laugh at you, whatever. But you start talking to them about your own life, your own experiences, your own faith, and you've got a captured audience.
And that's what you want. That's what movies try to do, is capture your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Wes, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is challenges in our faith. I think a lot of my challenges, and maybe yours and maybe other people's out there, has been our brain likes to get in the way. It don't matter what it is. It don't matter what God's spoken to us. Our brain likes to try to get in the way, and our mind likes to play games on us. Our minds, sometimes we hear our own voices speaking to us, or we hear voices. I'm not going to say where they come from. A lot of times I think it's the enemy. Sometimes it's God. But God will give us something. He'll speak something to us. And then all of a sudden, we find ourselves in our head just struggling with that. Can you kind of give a little bit of your own input on that?
Absolutely. In fact, you're right on. Here's my experience in living a faith-based life, is stepping out in faith when God opens the doors. And can you imagine what I must have been thinking when we tackled such a large project?
What were you thinking, and what must you have been thinking?
You know, when you're tackling such a large project, you can't look at the whole project because it's going to scare you to death. When God assigns something to you, he doesn't tell you the whole story anyway. But when he opens a door, just walk through it. Don't be afraid.
Walk through it. Now, can I ask a question? My question would be, God will open a door, and we think it's an open door. But you hear people say all the time, but has God told you to do that? Has God spoken to you to do that? How do you know it's God? What is your response?
Well, I walk through the open doors, and then I test the spirits.
There you go. I need to remember that.
Yeah, test the spirits, and because you're going to have resistance. Because when you do step out in faith, you know, Satan and his angels don't want you to do that. So, because now you're the threat. See, he wants Christians to lay back and do nothing. Don't share your faith. You know, one of the biggest downfalls in the Christian kingdom today is, well, my faith is private. Well, look at the apostles. Was their faith private? They ended up in jail because of their faith. Our faith isn't private because privacy goes against what the Word of God says when he says go into all the world. Mm-hmm. So, no, our faith isn't private. Maybe our personal walk could be private, you know, and some of the things that he's talking to us personally about, but we are supposed to go into all the world.
That's what he says. He says go into all the world, and I'll be one that says that not every day am I looking for the opportunity to share. A lot of times I pray that God would prepare me for opportunities, but I try to make sure that God uses my life in one way or some way or another to minister to those around me. I think we can preach, but I think a lot of times the best preaching we can do is with a closed mouth. And what I mean by that is our actions speak louder than our words. We could be talking about Jesus all day long, but if we're not allowing Christ to be our life and live through us and display his grace and his love and his power through us, people are just going to be turned off. They don't want to hear another sermon. They don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. When they know how much we care, then they care how much we know. And if we're going around preaching all the time, and I'm not against sharing faith, but I'm against trying to proselyte people into the kingdom just to get credited for all the people that we won to the Lord. I think we need to build relationships, found those relationships on faith and trust, and then bring people into the kingdom. And we're not the ones that saves them. Christ is the ones that saves them. Am I clear on that?
Yeah. In fact, our lifestyle is a testimony. But I also have, I used to tell people, you have to call for the question eventually. So when you do build that relationship and you get the timing of God down, that's why if you're in the will of God, you'll know the timing. There's going to come a point where you can share your faith, and otherwise, yeah, they're just nice people, and all their life they were just nice people, and then they're on the other side and going to hell, and go, I wish they would have actually told me about Jesus. So build a relationship, but at some point, you're always waiting for the timing of God where you can share and say, do you know Christ is your Savior? I mean, it's simple as that. Do you know Christ is your Savior? And it's amazing where that'll lead. I led a contractor of mine to Christ out in my weed patch and back.
What an interesting testimony. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there was a man doing some remodeling on my house, and we built a relationship with him. He was actually a really nice guy, but he didn't know Christ. And one day, you know, I talked to him out in that weed patch, and I just flat called for the question. You know, and he accepted Christ out in that weed patch and is following Christ today.
Amen. And that's what we need to be doing, is just be open for that opportunity comes, because some water, some plant, and some watch the harvest grow. And, you know, God brings about when it's time. But I don't feel bad to say this, Wes. I haven't led a lot of people to Christ, but I have prayed that my life has been an example to some people. And I know there's been a few times in my life where someone has seen me and said, "Are you a believer? Are you a Christian?" And it's given me an opportunity to witness to them. Have I followed up? No. But I don't want to be one of those that brags and says, "Well, look at how many people I won to Jesus," or "Look at how many people have come to Christ." I mean, I saw this. I saw a man literally give credit for winning 400 people to the Lord. But where was the follow-up? Where was the fruit of that? You know, and I think we could sit there and say, "Well, I've won this one to the Lord. I've won that one to the Lord." But let's don't take the credit in that. If we can't win the soul unless Christ is in the process of doing it, and he does it through us, and let's give God the glory for the souls that come to him. Would you not agree with me?
Well, that's why we use the word lead to Christ, because we're either somebody that waters, somebody that tills, you know. Christ gives the increase. So nobody comes to Christ except that he draws them. So we have to understand that even if you say you won 400 people to Christ, you really didn't. Christ won 400 people to Christ. You may have participated in that, and you may have been one of the waterers. So when you say you haven't won that many people to Christ, you don't know that, because the waterer and the tiller and the planter get the same credit. They both had something to do with bringing that person to Christ. And so when it all comes down to it, you know, who really gets the credit is Christ.
Yeah, we can't take the credit for anything. Well, listeners, once again, this is KKXX 930 AM and 104.9 FM, and you are listening to Christ Today with Curtis Smith and his special guest, Wes Bresto. Wes is a filmer and creator, not creator, but a director of a movie called Chloe's Mountain, which he's been sharing with us about the mountains that Chloe's had to overcome. And he has recently just been talking to us about faith and reaching the lost. And I wanted to take a moment out to let you guys know I hope you're listening, because I love listeners, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. But anyways, I'm going to give to you, if you give me a call, tell me what you would prefer, whether you want $10 from the Christian bookstore, The Lighthouse up in Paradise, or whether you want a $10 Calico Kitchen restaurant gift card from Calico Kitchen in Chico. And the number for this call would be 894-7325. If you call and let me know which one you want and give some feedback regarding the show, you could win this prize. And I met this guy early this morning, had a chance to share with him. Hopefully he's listening to the program. His name is Robert. And Robert, if you're out there, I just want to encourage you, man, keep doing what you're doing. You know, I know you and I both go through some special challenges, but know that God loves you and know that you mean a lot to Christ and that he cares a lot for you. And man, if you don't know him, he really wants a relationship with you. And anybody else out there, I'm sure my guests would agree with me. People, stop putting it off. Give your lives to Christ. Give him a chance. Let him reveal his love to you. He cares so much for you, and he wants you to be with him. He wants relationship with you. He's not so much interested in your works as he's interested in who you are in relationship with him, that you have relationship with him, that you accept what he did for you on the cross. Anyways, we're going back to the show again. So, listeners, welcome to Christ Today with our guest, Wes Bresto.
Very well said. I'm going to give KKXX a gift from Star Studios, if it's okay.
Sure, it would be.
We're a full-service recording studio, so if you've got musical talent or you want to bring in a song or do a karaoke thing, whatever you want to do, whatever you pay me for your first visit over at the studio, I will donate the entire amount to KKXX.
Listen to that.
So you can come over and record yourself playing the guitar, whatever it is, and we'll give the funds straight to KKXX.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's a blessing. Anyways, folks, we're going to get back to Wes sharing a little bit more with us. We have a few minutes left to go. So, Wes, what's on your heart next that you'd like to share?
Well, let's talk about our web pages for a minute, and also some casting opportunities. Our web pages are inspiredproductions.org, O-R-G, or Chloe's, C-H-L-O-E-S, chloesmountain.com. Now, you can go to either one of those sites and check us out, but we still need some people. We need extras. We need some featured parts. We need singers. We need musicians. If you don't think that we need you because you don't see yourself on the drop-down menu when it says casting, put other, because we probably do need you.
Especially for the concert.
Yeah. And right there, when you drop down, if you go down to the bottom of the page, it has a place for you to put in your picture and a little bio about yourself, or resume if you're a professional, and you can submit that to us. You know, take a selfie and put it on there. It doesn't have to be a professional headshot, but we'd like to see what you look like, and because sometimes what you look like matches you with a character. Also, if you have any expertise in editing and filmmaking and lighting, have worked on a production of any size, we could probably use your help. And so contact us. Our emails are on there. And let us know.
I'm going to put a little word out there. If Arwen Rodiger from the Salvation Army is listening to this program, which I hope you are, I hope you guys are listening, give Wes a call, because you told me one time that you were wanting to do filming and you were wanting to be involved with filming and stuff like that, and you had an interest in filming and stuff. You know, this might be an opportunity for you, Arwen, to talk with Wes and maybe get connected in some ways of doing some stuff with the movie or maybe some other potential stuff in the future. So I was just thinking of you, and if you'd be interested in giving him a call because you're interested in doing some filming or whatever, hey, feel free and take it from me. I'm encouraging you because I really liked what you had to share when you were on the air about filming and about movies and how you gave that up for the ministry. And this might be an opportunity that God could use you. I don't know if it would work or not, but I'm just putting it out there. So anyways, listeners, sorry for that. But I really thank Wes for being on the show today. And we've still got a few minutes, not too much time. But Wes, there's got to be a couple more things on your heart to share before we end up running out of time today. So what else would you like to?
Well, you just mentioned that people have ideas and maybe even a television idea that they'd like to put out on Christian media, or maybe even on YouTube, or, you know, whatever. So we do that. We have a complete studio. We will film you. We will get you the DVD so you can broadcast it wherever you want. We have contacts and different things that you might be able to use, but don't be afraid. I mean, be not afraid, he says.
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Fear not, for he is with you, says the Lord.
If it's on your heart, it can also be on your tongue, and you can start a little ministry on the side, and maybe it will grow into a big ministry. There's a lot of people out there that are doing just that, and but they don't have the money for the equipment. Well, we have all the equipment, so you don't have to worry about that.
See, everything you need is right there at the studio, and Wes has given you an opportunity, and he's also offered to bless the station if any of you go to him and say, hey, I listen to KKXX, and you gave an opportunity. So you'd be blessing yourself, so you'd be blessing his studio, and you'd be blessing KKXX. So think about it, audience.
Mm-hmm. And I'll do the same thing with their video if they want to do a video. So
there's got to be somebody out there that will take him on this. Anyways, we're going to be winding up here in a little bit. So anything else you'd like to talk about, faith or the movie or anything, you know, on your heart still that you'd like to share a little bit? Because we've still got about 9 minutes.
Yeah, let's get back to Chloe's Mountain for a minute.
Yeah, let's do.
What we're going to need when we finish this film, we're going to need a lot of support. So one of the things that people can do to help us is get us on your social network by liking us on the webpage and advertising for us. Get the word out that this movie is being made, and because it's all about advertising, which we don't have a large budget for advertising, but you don't really need any money for advertising if the body of Christ gets out there and starts talking about this movie. Pretty soon, hopefully it'll go viral before it ever comes out, and then when it does come out, people are going to want to go see it. So you can help in that way. Another way you can help is financially. Obviously, movies are expensive, and you know, it costs me an average of $1,000 a day to film this movie.
That's just pocket change.
That's pocket change. But I see, I don't make $1,000 a day. So,
but didn't you win the lottery, and that's where all this money's coming from?
Well, I always was taught that many hands make easy work. So it goes the same with financing. If you could afford, you know, $100 a day for our filming, that means I only have to come up with $900. And, you know, you can see how that would work. So
that's easy. You know, it is easy to do that.
Like I said, we're filming probably 20, 25 days total. And some of you out there, especially you business people, you know, if you want to throw some money our way, you'll get credits in the movie, you'll get tickets to our premiere, the gift is big enough, you'll become an executive producer of the movie.
That's got to be a big amount of money.
You can have a walk-on part. You know, we'll be very kind to you. So if you ever wanted to be a big part of a movie and see your name on those credits, there's an opportunity for you, because it can lead to other things, especially if you want to be in film. If you want to, you know, that's the biggest thing, is building a resume.
Correct.
Yeah, and because that's what they look at. You know, let me see your resume. You know, so if you're an actor or whatever and you want to help contribute a little bit and get your name in there and get a walk-on part, whatever, we'll be happy to help, let you help us. I hate talking about money, but guess what?
The world
runs by the old dollar, doesn't it?
Well, you know, you've been really speaking to my heart, Wes, and I'm going to take a step of faith. Audience, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a step of faith and say, with the Lord's help and grace, and with the Lord, I believe this year is promised, going to bless me in a mighty way, and I'm going to step out, and I'm going to say, I'm going to, with the Lord's help and grace, do my best to sponsor at least $100 back to your movie.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, Lord, I pray that you provide it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask the Lord to provide it, he'll provide it so you can supply it.
He will. He will. I'm not worried about it. I'm
talking to the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll provide it so you can supply it. And in supplying it, you'll be blessed. Yeah.
Yes, he always works through people,
yes,
doesn't
he? Yes,
he does.
One and one.
I've never gotten the bag of money coming down out of heaven yet, you know, just dropping in front of my face. He always brings...
He doesn't operate like that.
Yeah, he brings people, and he blesses us through people.
Yes, he does. He does bless us through people. And he blesses us in ways that we least expect to be blessed. You know, it's not about giving to get, but when you give and you expect and you believe, God will amazingly turn it around somehow, some way, and you will be blessed.
And here's another thought. When he said, go into Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the world, this is kind of where I'm at in my ministry. You know, I've been a local pastor. I've done a lot in our community in Butte. We had a TV show called Skyway to Heaven. Most of you probably have seen it on Comcast cable. And now we're going into the ends of the world. This movie will end up all over the world. Not just locally, but, you know, this will be distributed, hopefully, in other languages and all over the world. So you have that opportunity to take what God's given you and put some seed money and or your talents or your prayers.
When do you think by chance this movie will be out and be aired?
Well, it probably won't actually be out until 2016, because like I said, when we get through filming it, which won't be until summer, then we've got to go and edit it, which takes up to, you know, 4 to 6 months, and then we got to color correct it, we've got to find a distributor. So sometime in 2016 the movie will come out, but that's, we see them pop out all the time on the screen or on our television, but we really rarely think about how long it took them to film.
That's accurate. That's true. It does take quite a long time to film. It's not just a quick doing. And Wes, you've been faithful at this for a while now. So it looks like it's going to turn out to be a great film. And when it comes out, Lord willing, we're still here. We'll get a chance to see it. Amen. And I'm looking forward to it. So audience, I hope that you've been blessed today and encouraged today by what Wes has had to share about faith and reaching out to the lost and about the movie Chloe's Mountain. And if you've got a mountain in your way, speak to it, command it to get out of your way, take the step of faith, step right over that mountain, and let God do the bringing down of that mountain. You know, he said, if the praises go up, the blessings come down. And he said, if you have faith and you speak to that mountain, it can be casted into the sea. And we're going to see that Chloe's Mountain was casted into the sea, correct, Wes?
Yeah, there you go.
So we're going to go ahead and close out today. And audience, next week we will have Steve Snow with us. Next Saturday, Steve Snow will be on the air. And we're looking forward to that. So, Wes, would you pray us out?
Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Father, we just pray for Chloe's Mountain, that you would bless it with all the blessings of the kingdom, and pressed down, shaken, and running over. We also bless all those that are in it, and the crew, and Steve and Ernie. Steve has been a blessing. He's our director of photography, and I would be lost without him. Ernie is our one of our directors, and he's behind the scenes, but he's doing a lot of things that just would bless us as a movie company. And he'll be coming out again with his program too. You'll see it on the website. But we're asking you, Lord, to be in all of it and through all of it, and bless everybody that's involved. And maybe we bless you most of all in being faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, audience, thanks for listening. And be encouraged. Be blessed. Have a great day. God bless. And looking forward to talking to you again next week. Be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high. Be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. King of all the ages, you're the King of all the ages, you're the author of salvation, you're the reason why we're singing for your glory. Lord, release the sound of heaven, let it rise in every nation, we will join the anthem singing.
heavy.